Hi, it's Angel. I wanted to talk about something, and I have no idea why. I don't know why I'm so, like, I've got tons of topics I can talk about for it with you guys, but I've just been really just wanting to talk about heartbreak and, like, relationships, like, breaking up. I don't know why. Well, I think it's because one of my really dear friends is going through that right now. And I think I've talked to her like almost every single night for like 2 months about it. And so I think it's really just on my mind. It's such a bummer. Such a bummer to end a relationship. And I'm going to say something. I'm going to tell you guys something. Don't judge me, please. But every relationship I've ever been in, I've been the one to break up. I have. Isn't that terrible? It's an embarrassing thing to admit. It's just... It comes... Like, the one relationship I broke up with him right before he was going to propose to me. Because I knew I couldn't marry him. And so he didn't know that I knew he was going to propose to me. We hadn't really ever talked about marriage or anything like that. And so I broke up because I thought breaking up with him would be better than turning down a marriage proposal. Like, how can I scar this poor man less? That was kind of my, and then just other relationships. It's a really awful feeling, and that I've spent too many nights in bed with a man I didn't love anymore. But I just let relationships go too long because I can't. It's not that I can't, it's just I hate hurting people's feelings. I hate it. It's the worst. And I would rather hurt myself. And not hurt myself, like physically hurt myself, but I'd rather hurt inside and ache inside and lay in bed, you know, next to someone I don't care about. Not care, I care, but not love. Than actually be like, I can't do this anymore. And then, you know, eventually I come around and do it. It's just this, there's this really long mile from your brain to your heart. You know, your heart's telling you one thing, you feel one thing, but your head's just like, this, just trust me on this. This is what needs to happen. Anyways, there's this poem, I really love, and it talks about, it's kind of like how I feel I've had to end relationships and why it sucks. And, anyways, it's by my favorite person in history, absolute favorite, Queen Elizabeth I, the Virgin Queen. She's an amazing woman. I'm just fascinated with her, but she wrote this. She's written some poetry that they've found. Some they can't really prove if she wrote it or not. But anyways, this, I believe she has, did write. It's called On Monsieur's Departure. I grieve and dare not show my discontent. I love and yet am forced to seem to hate. I do yet dare not say I ever meant. I seem stark mute, but inwardly do prate. I am and not. I freeze and yet am burned. Since from myself another self I've turned. My care is like my shadow in the sun. Follows me flying, flies when I pursue it. Stands and lies by me, doth what I have done. His too familiar care doth make me rue it. No means I find to rid him from my breast, till by the end of things it be suppressed. Some gentler passion slide into my mind, for I am soft and made of melting snow. Or be more cruel, love, and so be kind. Let me, or float, or sink, be high or low, or let me live with some more sweet content, or die, and so forget what love e'er meant. Sometimes you feel, okay, I need to stop saying you. I'm going to talk about myself because everyone's different. Personally, I would rather be the, you know, I try and take the hurt for the people I love if I can. It's just who I am. I don't know if it's because I was like the oldest child or if I was, you know, dropped on my head when I was a baby. I don't know. But I just hate seeing people hurt, and I just will do whatever I can to make it better. And I get yelled at all the time by friends, and they're like, you know, you shouldn't do that, and blah blah, it's not healthy. And but you know what? Everybody knows what they can take. Everybody knows how far down, how deep they can get, how long they can hold their breath before they need to come up for air. And I guess that's just how I look at when people are hurt and what I can do. And I know it's stupid because, like, in relationships, if you're looking at that, you just, like, okay. I'm not making any sense. Let me focus here. I think the moments I always know a relationship is over is when I'm laying in bed with a person. Those moments where they're already asleep. Because I don't know if that's just the way I judge it or if the way, it's the way I truly know how I feel for someone when they're asleep. Because you don't have to pretend. You don't have to smile and fake, you know, that you're happy to see them. You also, you know, if you are happy to see them, obviously you don't have to try. It just automatically happens. And to look at the person lying next to you that you loved, you care so much about. I mean, that caring part never goes away for me. I always care about the person. But just, the feelings aren't there. The hope for a future isn't there. It's just kind of stagnant and, I don't know. So, it sucks. Heartbreak and relationships are not easy, but you always get through it. It always gets better. Those feelings just aren't final. I mean, any feeling you feel, it's going to develop and change. It just takes time. Oscar Wilde says this, and I really like it because it really motivates me. There's always this moment where, you know, I'm really hurt and trying to get over something. And then this kind of is like that moment where I'm like, all right, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to get through this. And he says, I don't want to be at the mercy of my emotions. I want to use them, to enjoy them, and to dominate them. I'm someone that's really, like in control of my emotions, like but I'm also a very emotional person, which is a weird thing to say or balance, or I don't know. This is pillow talk, right? I don't have to make complete sense. But I think when I'm lonely, blah, blah, blah. When I'm lonely, just wanting that right person with me, when I don't know them, it's always good for me, at least, to remind myself what I want, what I hope for. I think some people say, you know, that when you have a picture in your head of what you want out of a relationship, that you're being too picky. But I think it's important to have a couple standards, a couple things you just know aren't negotiable. You're like, this, I need the minimum of this. And anyways, I wanted to share one more thing, because this is kind of the minimum of what I need, just to end on a more positive note. And to, I wanted to do the heartbreak talk, even though I don't know that I even helped or talked about anything at all. Because I've been getting a lot of emails. I don't know if this is a season for heartbreak or what, but a lot of people just asking for advice or just telling me that these really great relationships they were in are over, and that they've been listening to my audios to help them, you know, fall asleep or however they use them. And I guess this is just me wanting to tell you you're not alone. And that you're a strong person and you're going to get through it. And I think one of the hardest things in a breakup or in just being hurt, however you're hurt, even if it's just hurt feelings, or is it really just kills your confidence and your self-esteem. And so, you know, just be gentle with yourself. And any thought you have at 3 a.m. is not the thought you want to focus on. I'm up all night long, and I notice at night I'm very, very vulnerable and very emotional, like, in my thinking. But during the day, I'm not like that at all. I'm very confident and very sure of myself during the day. It's something at night that makes you softer. So, just remember that if you're ever having weird thoughts or bad thoughts or sad thoughts or negative thoughts at night, just remind yourself you're not the same person you are at night as you are in day. So, give it a couple hours. I have this post-it next to my desk. And it says, everything will make sense in the morning. And so I kind of stand by that. Like, after you wake up from some sleep, then things will be a little bit better. Hopefully a lot better. Anyways, I wanted to close with this. It's a short story by Anise Nin. It's called Marianne. And I love this description of what this person wants. I love it so much. I can almost not even imagine meeting a person that makes me feel this way, but oh my gosh, would it be wonderful. So, there are things one reads that make you aware that you have lived nothing, felt nothing, experienced nothing up to that time. I see now that most of what happened to me was clinical, anatomical, Here were the sexes touching, mingling, but without any sparks, wildness, sensation. How can I attain this? How can I begin to feel? To feel. I want to fall in love in such a way that the mere sight of a man, even a block away from me, will shake and pierce me, will weaken me, will make me tremble and soften and melt between my legs. That is how I want to fall in love. So hard that the mere thought of him will bring on an orgasm. Isn't that an awesome thought? The mere sight, or the thought of a person that, you know, you're in love with and loves you, will make you have an orgasm. Like, that would be awesome. I love it. Alright. I guess I've talked enough. I hope this wasn't a bummer. I hope I made it kind of positive. I'll talk to you guys soon.